Greetings again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob. Again, coming to you from our remote studios in Lexington, Kentucky, on St. Philip Drive, by the way. Philip, one of the 12 original disciples. See, it's all connected, folks. It's called convergence, and it's happening all around us. It's also, here's another example, Middle Sabbath. Amen. It's our Wednesday Middle Sabbath. So let's use it that way as a gift to God. God gave it to us as a gift, and we shall use it for the glory of God. Well, because it's Wednesday, we have one of our favorites in terms of the reviews that are coming in from folks. It's Holly Wharton, If Trees Could Talk. That's our Wednesday episode, Holly Wharton. By the way, it is episode 17, August 25th, the most special day of my life so far. It's my mom's 93rd birthday. Woohoo! I know she's listening. Love you, Mom. Okay. Hey, let's get started with the devotional. This is a good one. All right, Holly Wharton. And this devotion today is called The Ranmore Maple. The chapter is actually right next to the one we had last Wednesday, the Ranmore Oak. And with that as an introduction, I'll turn it over to Holly Wharton. When I first moved to the Surrey Hills, I set out to explore the local public footpaths. Little did I know that I had moved into an area rich in walking trails. One of my favorite trails was a little winding path through the woods which ran parallel to the main track, yet was hidden from it by thick, leafy trees. The little wood had a magical feel to it that I didn't quite understand, but from the first day I discovered this hidden path, I always chose it over the wider, flatter, more comfortable main route. One day, I felt drawn toward a large Norway maple tree located just off to the left of the path, near the edge of the wood. I approached it. I walked a circle around it, feeling the texture of its bark. I found a comfortable place to settle in between its surface roots, and I sat down, resting my back against its trunk. It felt like a very special place. It was almost like a microcosm. I felt as though I were in a bubble of energy, so close to the little path, yet so far removed from it. It felt like a private little resting spot. There was a filtered view of a grassy field just beyond the edge of the wood, though I was sheltered from it by the branches of the trees around me. Birds sang from their perches in the trees above, and squirrels rustled in the leaves on the ground, then scampered up the trees. As time went on, I felt drawn to return to this Norway maple again and again over the months and across the seasons, even visiting it late one night at midnight. The Norway maple became one of my special places in the woods. I knew this tree would be a part of this book, yet I wasn't expecting to receive its story on the day I started out to connect with Grandfather Tree and the Grandmothers, trees you might hear about in future episodes. But as I walked down the little woodland path on my way to the Grandmothers, it spoke to me, and I knew that it was time to receive its story. I walked straight up to it, gently touching its bark. And then I settled in to my familiar spot at the base of its trunk. I sat with my back up against its trunk, looking out onto the fields beyond the edge of the woods as the maple began. "You were drawn to me for a reason," the maple said. "Years ago, when you were drawn off the trail, just a bit downhill, to sit against my trunk, there is a special energy here. You can feel it. It is a calm, a sense of peace. As the breeze rustles the leaves of the trees around us, and as it rustles my leaves too. Other people are drawn to me, not necessarily for this energy, but because, as you have seen, there is a geocache nestled amongst the roots of the base of my trunk, hidden by a big white stone. Some people come looking and never find it. Some people find it and then move on. And occasionally, people will sit and stop and look through the woods at the field that opens up just beyond where we are situated. And I know other trees have encouraged you to sit and spend time rather than hustling through the woods. I would say the same, but I do not want to dwell on the same topic, so I will add a little detail to it. Rest a while under a tree. Listen to the birds. Listen to the natural sounds and to the unnatural sounds, such as an airplane or the train when it goes by. Close your eyes. Many people are fearful of closing their eyes in the woods, and we trees do not know why. There are no dangerous animals here, only other humans, perhaps. So what I would encourage when you sit against the base of a tree is to close your eyes. You humans are so dependent on your eyes, on your vision, for sensory input, for information. I would encourage you to open your ears and relax and rest and take in all that you hear, even the sounds that you do not understand, especially the sounds that you do not understand. And I would encourage you to resist the temptation to open your eyes when you hear something, but you are not sure what it is. Hear the insects as they buzz around you, the leaves rustling in the breeze, the birds in the trees. And note that the longer you sit still, the more sounds you will hear. The squirrels will start to approach. The birds will approach. All the living things that are mobile in the woods will cease to see you as a threat, and they will come forward. Rest a while amongst my roots with your eyes closed, and trust. Trust that you are safe. Trust that you are protected. Trust that all is well. Rest a while with your back against my trunk. Check this out. And soak up my energy and the sounds of the life of the woods. It is autumn now. You can hear an occasional leaf falling, rustling against the floor, the soil of the woods, as it settles. Enjoy the sounds. Enjoy nature. And enjoy the energy again. Resist that temptation to open your eyes. You may need to ease yourself into this experience. If you find it exceptionally difficult, you might set yourself a timer of 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. Start with whatever feels like a stretch. And then each time that you go out into the woods, you can extend that time. Or perhaps, if you are going out on a long walk, spend 1 minute against one tree. Then walk a while. Spend 3 minutes against another tree. Walk some more. 5 minutes against a third tree. And onwards. Stretch your comfort zone. Stretch your limits so that you can fully experience the woods, and in particular, the sounds of the woods. That is all.